Good afternoon. Welcome to That South African. Recently, we have not published many episodes. This, as students, is due to the exam period. However, today's events pushed the production of this episode. Momentum is a registered FSP and a well-known insurance company. It has been revealed today that Momentum is refusing to pay out a claim of 2.4 million rand to the family of a client. The particulars of the case are such. Nathan Gunners, the client of Momentum, was killed in his driveway in an attempted hijacking. The cause of death, if not obvious, was verified as multiple gunshot wounds. Momentum, despite the cause of death being evident, a crime, conducted an investigation that they say to be procedure. Firstly, it has been questioned, why, when the cause of death is obvious and verified, is there an investigation to start with? Logically, it was clearly an attempt to avoid paying the claim. While some claim Momentum should be sympathized with, after all it is only a procedural investigation, the predictable results of the investigation mitigate such sympathy. The investigation found that the client did not disclose having high blood pressure before, therefore acted in bad faith. In this sense, Momentum stated, it should not have to pay and it should be compensated for the premiums lost. In other words, Momentum has found a reason not to pay. Not only have they stated this, but decided to act on it. In the face of mounting public outrage, Momentum proceeded to demand 50,000 rand from the client's family. It also claims it has the law on its side. So is it so? Well, under South African contract law, the contract of insurance, in this case, the contract is one based on a certain future event, in this case, death. The insured event has occurred. A non-disclosure has also occurred. Under law, this is not null and void as Momentum claims, but voidable. This implies it is not automatically void, but rather it can be. The non-disclosed information, furthermore, does not result in the insured events, a life policy, in this case, death. Occurrence. Momentum CEO, on a radio talk show, further reiterated, it will not pay the claim to the client, and it believes doing so will encourage further non-disclosure. This entirely ignores the lack of relevance the non-disclosure had on this particular insured event. If the client had perhaps died of a heart attack, blood sugar levels would be relevant, and paying out and not paying out, understandable. However, this was not the case. And besides, total non-disclosures amount to only 0.4% of claims thus far. Surely a drop in the ocean for a corporation the size of Momentum. There are numerous solutions to this. Perhaps the full 2.4 million rand would not have had to necessarily be paid out, rather a proportion of that, due to the client not disclosing something that is not relevant to the case. This, in Momentum's logic, would therefore mitigate further non-disclosure. Unfortunately, this is a shocking reminder of corporate irresponsibility in a legal sense. McKinsey, KPMG and VBS all come to mind. An insensitivity emotionally for the family of the murdered client. Momentum claims the client acted in bad faith and lacked integrity and honesty. But the client was not killed by dishonesty, he was killed by bullets. And evidently, the only one lacking honesty and integrity is Momentum itself. As South Africans, we should take a stand against general corporate irresponsibility. And in particular, should stand with the family in this case. People who know the law, please help the family. The case details are broadly known and available on the internet. Work pro bono if you must, but bring justice against the actions of a company that can evidently not only be legally challenged, but a corporation that is morally, profanely, reprehensible.